escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
All right, good morning to you. Or run faster. Well, I don't think I could run. I mean, I could run a little faster, but not fast enough to win. Could have done that race 100 times. Would have never won. All right, it's Eagles Radiothon days today and tomorrow. You can bid on all the items at EaglesRadiothon.com. One correction I got to give you. I told you earlier, golf with Jason Kelce and Charles Barkley. Au contraire. Ready for this one, John? Golf with Jason Kelce and Saquon Barkley. Not Charles Barkley. So
still is cool.
It's very
nothing
cool.
Nothing changes.
Yeah. Twitter poll question. Which Barkley would you rather golf with? That's a debatable one, too.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? But let me give you actually two Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's summer clearance event is on. All 2025 leftovers are discounted for immediate sale. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. First poll question. Were you surprised by how easily Jack demolished me yesterday? I thought he'd win. I didn't think he would win that convincingly. He certainly did. It surprised me a little bit. Did it surprise you how thoroughly he crushed me? Yes or no? Second poll question, which Radiothon item would you rather be the winning bid on? Is it A, the Super Bowl tickets, or B, golf with Jason Kelce and Charles Barkley? The golf with
Saquon.
Saquon Barkley, yeah. The golf with Saquon.
Pull together
and,
the camera.
Yeah. Golf with Saquon and Jason Kelce is $18,000 right now. That is the bid on that one. The Super Bowl experience is $25,000. So I'm sure they'll be the two highest valued things. And we encourage you to get bidding at EaglesRadiothon.com. Also want to remind you, as we've had in past years, if you want to get involved with the Radiothon, but not at the highest levels of money, you can support the Eagles Autism Foundation by purchasing, not bidding for, but purchasing the official 2025 Eagles Radiothon t-shirt. It was designed by Cooper DeJean and Reed Blankenship. They designed it together. It's a $30 donation to get the t-shirt, again, at EaglesRadiothon.com. Good morning to you. 215-592-9494. Let's listen to the race yesterday. We broke it down into two portions. How it started as Giglio was announcing it. How it ended as Giglio was announcing it here on WIP. So Joe Giglio, along with Hugh, were looking at the video and announcing it to the radio audience, the app audience. You'll hear with the beginning portion how quickly it was obvious that it was a mismatch. Listen to how quickly Giglio identifies that it's not even close.
They are ready to roll. So it looks like they are shaking hands. I see it.
Somebody pulled a hammy.
They're shaking hands. They are on the starting line right now, and they are off. Guys, look like I saw a little false start there, but they are off, and Jack is dusting Joe right now as they go around the first turn. Guys, I can't even see Jack in the same screen. They can't
Jack
keep these two on the same screen.
Camera work is a little pathetic.
Not great, I have to admit. Unless Jack falls over here, this is going to be a rout.
I thought it was edited audio. I was like, there's no way. Was that edited?
I don't know. I turned right away to whoever was next to me. I was like, Jack's winning.
Yeah.
Like, and I thought it going in, but like it was clear really fast.
Really fast.
Yeah. No pun intended there.
Really,
just
really
never
fast.
Never stopped pulling away.
He just separated and kept.
Normally.
It was secretariat. It was secretariat.
And then, there's a cushion. There was no cessation of separation. It kept separating.
Is the full race on WIP's YouTube page?
Yes,
okay,
it is.
All the clips and videos I saw, because I wasn't there in person, he was so far ahead. It was just Jack.
Correct.
I didn't even see you.
Now, I will say, camera person, whoever that was, probably
camera work.
Probably could have done a better job. All right?
But it was miserable.
But it is a tough spot when you're that far. I mean, the camera person.
Move around.
They didn't set it up to have a camera guy flying around.
Also didn't set it up for me to be 37 freaking seconds behind Fritz.
we're displacing the
I think that's the issue. You'd have to find an angle where you're actually in the frame. That's the point.
Job of
yeah.
being competitive. Yeah. That's the thing that I don't understand is you're saying what you take from this is, I'm winning.
I didn't say that.
This guy that you're going to defeat in basketball is in pretty good shape. You know,
I agree
you just
with that.
Took that. I looked at his face as he's running.
Would you notice? Because I couldn't see it.
Steely eyes. He is set on winning, not just this race, but this whole thing. Okay. Like, I expected to see more, indecision and,
I did too.
Fear almost.
And strain.
Nature.
I told you guys that wasn't going to happen, though. Like,
yeah, you did.
I wasn't expecting any of that. Like, I thought Jack would win this pretty handily. Like, nothing that happened yesterday surprised me.
Okay.
I don't think it impacts basketball in a massive way.
I didn't expect him to take it out and to finish as strong and to just be as in control of the whole thing
he
was.
No, he was
a good competitor.
He did a really nice job.
And he competed.
Yeah, he did.
I don't know what that was. I don't even know if you can call that competing. That was like just barely enough. Like did enough to be like,
I'm proud of you for not pulling anything, for not, rupturing anything.
Thank you.
You came out in one piece and
that's
a win.
I appreciate it.
That was the only win he had a chance at yesterday.
Thank you.
That was the best win he could get.
I was genuinely worried. I'm like, Joe might seriously injure himself.
I thought that that was the only chance.
Well,
he could have hurt himself.
I never had to go hard enough that it would have been a thing. Like if I had gone harder, maybe.
What makes you, what do you extract from yesterday that makes you say, basketball against this guy, I got this?
Well, I'm not saying I got it like it's a definitive. Let me be clear. I'm not, there's no guarantee here. I was impressed by him to say that he, in my opinion, poses a greater threat in basketball than I had previously perceived. I think he is both in shape and clearly just fundamentally faster than me. Two different issues. I think his endurance is good, and I think his quickness is clearly better than mine. And both of them come into play in basketball. So that is a concern. But, I don't feel out of shape. I thought I was more slow yesterday than out of shape. Not quick, more than out of shape. That's the honest truth. And the other thing is, though, when it comes down to basketball, look, basketball is going to be a combination of endurance and skill. You know, I don't know which matters more. It's a game to 11. It's not a game to 100. So it's not like endurance. You got to play for 5 hours. It's a combination of endurance and skill. And it's my job to make sure in 2 weeks I'm ready to go. I mean, that's it. All right, let's get some calls in here. Reminder, AMA today at 7 o'clock. You ask, we answer. Questions on Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Let's also quickly hear from Rob Thompson, because as Devin said in the update, it has been a house of horrors in Citi Field, and Topper talked about it after the game.
Do you feel at all like lately when you've come here that whatever can go wrong, is going wrong?
I don't ever think that. I'm always looking from a positive aspect. I mean,
I've been asked that numerous times since we've been here. It's not the building. They're playing good, and we played well today too. We battled back. You know, they get the five spot in the fifth. And I was proud of our guys the way they battled. So we come out here tomorrow and do it again.
Look, the battle back was good. Okay, I'll give you that. That's true. But a lot of other stuff wasn't. I mean, come on. Let's not oversell it. Let's get to Aaron right now. Aaron, good morning.
Morning. How are you guys?
Hey, buddy.
Doing well, Aaron.
I just trying to grasp everything from last night because it seemed I thought Lizardo pitched pretty well. He got out of trouble in the first.
Yes, he did.
But seems like every single time we feel like we're pulling ahead in that game, just like the past two nights, they always just find a way to fall back in and make it a game again.
Frustrating.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Shadow melted down with the frustration.
Well, so double-edged sword, Aaron.
Initially, that he actually got tossed.
Yeah, like, on one hand, he held it
on the way out.
Yeah, on the way out. One hand, he held it together, meaning the Soto thing was the second at bat of the game. He didn't give up a run to the fourth inning, I think.
And I don't blame him for that. Like, that Soto, that was outrageous.
Well, it was pretty...
He was in his windup. That is the rule.
Yeah, like, beginning part. I agree with you.
That was outrageous. And that ump, it's a rookie ump. Like, yeah. The whole thing, like, he was horrible. They lost. That ump was a freaking disaster last night. He was one of the worst we've seen all year, and we've seen some bad ones.
I saw one thing online that said there was 8 more calls against the Phillies and the Mets.
Dude, like, he was one of the worst we've seen all year, that guy. He was a disaster.
I knew it was lopsided. 8 more calls.
Look, it's one person's opinion. I can't prove it. Someone online I saw said that there was 8.
But it is these sites that track these things. That's the point. Like, they measure them. They look at the strike. It's like robot. It's like if they had the ABS system, what would they have called it, you know?
Look, Aaron, it was ugly. It was, you know, and look, Lizardo getting tossed on the way out doesn't matter. I mean, it's the way out. You know, he's not going to get suspended. It's not one of those things. So he was frustrated. And to James's point, I think he had reason to be frustrated.
Yeah, I mean... you could see he was calling a lot of stuff in the top of the zone, and then the bottom of the zone, it kind of was like a 50-50. You didn't know what he was going to call, but I thought Alvarado did pretty good. I think Duran's just been getting unlucky with that fadey at bat when he barely put any contact on that ball, and he just put it in a spot where Mark couldn't get it.
But, Aaron, we can't discount the fact of the 4 hits. I thought 3 were hit pretty hard. The first, second, and fourth were all – I mean, I'm not saying they were rockets, but, you know, it was clean hit ball that made it to the outfield. I mean, you know, 3 of the 4 were hit hard. So, you know, you pitch against 4 guys and all 4, you know, get singles. That's not, you know, it's not all fluky. All right, Aaron, I appreciate the call, my man. Let's give everyone a chance right now to win throughout the course of our show, Adam Sandler tickets. So Sandler's going to be in the area at the Xfinity Mobile Arena coming up in a couple weeks, September 19th. Xfinity Mobile Arena tickets on sale for this at Ticketmaster.com. You can also win them here today. We ask you, in honor or dishonor of me getting smoked yesterday, and it was so obvious so quickly within the race that it was over, and many people like James would say it was obvious even beforehand. I will say this. I thought I had a shot beforehand. I didn't think I had a good shot. I didn't think I had a good shot. I thought I had a shot. I look back.
And when did that dissipate?
Ten seconds in.
Ten.
Yeah, maybe less. maybe less. It might be five. I'm being honest. It was.
You could tell he meant business.
Yeah, he was good. I mean, and he had more foot speed than I expected, and that is a concern for basketball.
It should be.
It is.
He's much bigger.
Yeah.
And faster.
Yeah.
And in better shape. So if this thing goes a while.
All right. So in honor of Jack whooping up on me and obvious at various junctures to people, either before the race or in the first 5 seconds of the race that was happening, we ask you today at 215-592-9494, what was obvious? Like Fritz was going to beat me. What else was obvious, you know, quickly or otherwise? John, I think we're thinking fairly quickly, right? Because it means you see something and it's obvious.
Yeah,
right away.
Yeah, absolutely.
All
yeah.
right. Richie, what was obvious pretty quickly?
The best basketball team ever assembled, 1992. The Barcelona.
Dream team. Yeah.
The dream team.
Yeah.
That dream team. The entire roster from that team has been inducted in the Naismith Hall of Fame. The entire
including
roster.
Including Leitner?
It has to be.
Of course he is. He's one of the best college players of all time. It's pro and college.
Well, that's the thing where they combine.
Yeah, he's definitely in. I mean, he's one of the best college players of all time.
He is, but they should have two different Hall of Fames.
It's so dumb.
It's so dumb. But anyway, whatever.
Think about.
And they do international, too. It's not just college. They include Olympic, all that stuff.
Yeah, but John, your point's well taken.
They won every game by an average of 43 points.
Yeah.
En route to the gold medal in Barcelona. And it was, you know, the first time the professionals were permitted to play.
It was obvious when you saw
the
roster.
Put on a show.
You didn't even have to see the first game in the first minute. You saw the roster and it was obvious. Devin,
Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Charles Barkley, Karl Malone, Scottie Pippen.
Oh, is that who was on the dream team?
Yes. All right, Devin, something that was obvious quickly. What do you got?
I feel like I have to take this one off the board early. Super Bowl 59, pretty obvious. Pretty
good one.
Early
That's a good
on.
Answer.
That is a pretty good answer.
Smart to take it off the board. I agree with that.
Yeah, that is pretty good. James, what do you got for something? And again, everyone, 215-592-9494. Quickly obvious. Seltzer, what do you got?
I am sure that Devin is the only person in this room who will appreciate this. You will appreciate as a reader. You know, sometimes books can take a little while to get into. You got to give them a chance, whatever. The first page of the book, Project Hail Mary, it was obvious that this book is just a flat-out banger, and now there's a movie with Ryan Gosling coming out. Awesome.
I love that answer.
Immediately, you read that like first paragraph, and you're like, what the hell is happening right now? Awesome.
Wow. Okay. That book is incredible,
by the
way.
Maybe I'll check that out.
You should.
I'll give you an answer Eagles-related. Obvious. That Nick Sirianni was a different dude. First press conference.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, he got criticized for it, whether he should or shouldn't have, and I thought he should have in certain ways, clearly. He wasn't prepared to answer the questions about Carson. That was bad. But independent of the good or the bad as perceived, and I thought he actually presented a lot of good in that press conference, and I said it in the moment, and people laughed at me because he was talking about those core values that I think he has carried out as a coach to create great culture. And if you go back and watch that press conference, he said that stuff right from the jump. But independent of the good or the bad from the press conference, the reality with the first press conference, his first presentation to the Philadelphia public was, this guy's different. He's just wired a little different than most coaches are. And that is certainly borne out over the, now, what's it been, John? 4 years, 21, 2, 3, 4. This will be year 5.
Yeah.
This will be year 5. Think about this. He only has to go... if he gets to next year, it'll be, you know, so Vermeil, I think, had 7 or 8 years. Andy had, I think, 13 or 14. And the next will be Sirianni because he's going to pass by Ray Rhodes. He's going to pass by Kotite. Buddy had 5 years. Doug had 5 years. Chip had 3.
Wow.
So he's going to be the third longest tenured Eagles coach when he coaches week 1 of next season. So he's obviously on his way to that. 215-592-9494. All right, what was obvious quickly? Big answers abound. Let us know. Also, your chance to bid, Eagles Radiothon, eaglesradiothon.com. Please check out all the items. We'll tell you about items related to our show. Also, something Howie said about the cornerback situation. We'll get to that. Plus AMA and phone calls on all this on a busy day on 94WIP.
Listen closely. I have more exciting news from the team who recently helped me with my engagement, Benari Jewelers. They're doing it again, and you're not going to want to miss this news. It's huge. For the first time through the month of September, you can make any purchase, pay nothing down, and get zero interest financing for 5 whole years. Yeah, you heard that right. Not one penny down, no interest for 5 years, only at Benari Jewelers. Think about this. Imagine a $10,000 designer ring for less than $170 a month, a $12,000 diamond tennis bracelet, the one she's always wanted, just $200 a month, zero down, zero interest for 5 years. Don't miss this limited time offer. It starts next week, so begin thinking about that engagement, that anniversary, that push present, or any occasion you have coming up. You can finance the entire purchase price, including the tax. The special finance event starts next week and continues through September 30th, exclusively at Benari Jewelers, Exton and Newtown Square on approved credit.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.